Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. The Price of Free. This one starts off with an email from Kate Hackett. Bonnie, you and I briefly tossed complimentary words around about best laid plans, and I wanted to drop a quick email to say hi and offer my own nerdy cheer about a casting wiki. I've been using Google Docs to keep myself organized after my own wiki spontaneously combusted, but I love both methods. It's such a neat, simple, streamlined way to make sure you're on the up and up. I've had a few bookings lately, some of which are still in post. My website has everything, including reels, if you have some spare time. Short and sweet. I hope everything's going great, and I wish you happiness always. Kate Hackett. Okay, Kate, first of all, congrats on your bookings, and yay for all the activity. It's important. The momentum will definitely keep you going. I love it. Now, about this whole place to put your show Bible, which is what we're talking about with the casting wiki, for those who don't recall our earlier conversation, while I'm thrilled that you have found a way to store your data, especially where your show Bible is concerned, because that's stuff you can't really walk around with your brain as the only source for the information, I've got concerns about using free web-based filing sites for storage. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any means, but as soon as I realized years ago that every message I sent via Facebook was owned by Zuckerberg, I changed my methods of conversing with producing partners about projects we were hoping to shop at the networks. This was obviously back when I was still using Facebook to connect with people and not just to manage groups and fan pages, you know, back when I actually used the Message Center, which I haven't in years and years, specifically for this reason. You know, the likelihood that a site like Facebook or Google or Yahoo or YouTube or anyone else that's offering you a free place to communicate with others is going to actually take the contents of your brilliance and sell you out, it's low, but it just takes once. You know, let's go back to the lawsuit that a guy tried to slap on Jimmy Kimmel a few years back for using his YouTube video on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Nope, no case. None, because the guy's issue was with YouTube, to whom he had granted universal rights in perpetuity to sell and resell to others the video that he uploaded. It was not an issue with Jimmy Kimmel or even ABC. And when they examined the box the dude checked when he uploaded his vid at YouTube, you betcha, game over. This is all terms of service situation here. Take a look at what rights you are granting when you put anything that you really care about in a free space. This is the same with Google Docs. Be careful what you're storing there. You know, be careful what you're liking on Facebook, for that matter. I've talked about this for years, and it's about to get serious, because as more and more aggressive advertising happens at Facebook, you really need to, as an actor, imagine what it's going to be like to have hit like on the Pepsi fan page, which grants them the rights to use all your profile photos in their advertisements. And suddenly, as an actor, you lose out on the Super Bowl commercial for Coca-Cola because of the fact that your image for life was given for no pay to Pepsi, thanks to your eager clicky finger on the like button. This is going to get interesting. Again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I would love for you to check out the documentary Terms and Conditions May Apply, just so you're aware. Don't get freaked out and pulling yourself off the internet altogether, because you definitely need a presence. But be aware and be careful out there. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.